You know, if you obey him and do what he says, you get to live a long, good, healthy life and raise your children in the love and admonition of the Lord. And he will bless your socks off. But, verse 10, suppose that man has a son. Now, we see this all the time. That man has a son who grows up to be a robber or a murderer and refuses to do what is right. Now, do you see children raised up in a good home that decide to go their own way? Oh, yeah. See it all the time. I mean, they make the wrong decisions. Let's see what he does whenever you do that. They refuse to do what is right. And suppose that son does all the evil things his father would never do. He worships idols on the mountains. He commits adultery. He oppresses the poor and the helpless. Steals from debtors by refusing to let them redeem what they have given in pledge. He worships idols and takes part in loathsome practices, like homosexuality and all that junk. And he lends money at interest. Oh, it really never ceases to amaze me, people of the world, especially men that got a little money. And then there's a lady or something that they know that they call their friend. And then she gets in a tight and she needs some money. And he said, well, okay, I'll loan you $500 for 3 months, but it's going to cost you 25% interest in 3 months. I'm going to tell you, that guy ain't going to never dwell in the sanctuary of God. That's wicked, absorbent interest any way you look at it. And that guy will not be blessed. I'd rather see that little woman coming to me and say, Thurman, I got to have $500. I can't make it. And I'll say, okay. If she said, I want to borrow it, I said, okay, I'll give it to you. If you can pay it back, okay. If you don't, consider it a gift. But I don't want no interest because I love dwelling in the sanctuary of God. And I can't dwell there and get my prayers answered if I charge you interest, especially if I charge you 25% for 3 months. God ain't going to bless that. He says that in his word. But suppose that sinful son in turn has a son who sees his father. Oh, first of all, he says, and lends money at interest. Should such a sinful person live? No, is God's answer. No. He must die and must take full blame for what he done. So who's God going to hold responsible? You. You. He's going to hold you responsible. But suppose that sinful son in turn has a son who sees his father's wickedness but decides against that kind of life. Verse 15 to 16. Suppose this son refuses to worship idols on the mountains. He does not commit adultery. He does not exploit the poor, but instead is fair to debtors and does not rob them. And suppose this son feeds the hungry, provides clothes for the needy. Now, is that beginning to sound like a Christian there? Amen. Absolutely. That's us. That's exactly what God commanded us to do as his church. Verse 17 and 18. Helps the poor, does not lend money at interest, and obeys all my regulations and laws. Such a person will not die because of his father's sins. He will surely live. Now see, God's going to hold each one of us accountable. Now, is he a faith God? What if you don't know these things? What if you really don't know how to claim these things? You perish. That's exactly right. You will die. You don't know. You can't come forward and say, Lord, you said right here in Ezekiel 18 that if I'd be obedient to you and serve you, that no sickness would befall me. I would live a long life. Now, Lord, yes, I may be sick because I sinned, but Lord, I've repented of that sin and I'm washed. It's under the blood. I got Jesus now. So since I got Jesus, Lord, I'm forgiven. You said if I come and ask you to forgive me, you will. And then you promised to heal me, Lord. You made me the promise. Now, see, when it comes to standing in faith, sometimes God tests us beyond our wildest dreams. The testimony back there of Miss Betty Baxter is one of the best ones I've ever seen on being tested. Betty was born sick. She lived 10 years, and she was all crippled and knotted, and her body was twisted and everything. I couldn't even put a dress on this little girl. She was to the finest hospitals. They couldn't do nothing with her. They finally said, by 10 years old, she'll be dead. But everybody gave up but one mother. Mother stood. And then one day the doctor came and said, Miss Baxter, you can stop praying. Your daughter has just deceased. That'll almost get you, won't it? But she said, no, I ain't stopping praying. God made me promises in His Word, and I'm standing on those promises. My daughter is going to live and declare the glory of God. But ma'am, I just told you, she's dead. I don't care what you told me. Betty walked across the valley of the shadow of death, and there standing was the King of the universe. And He held His hands up and said, Betty, I'm sorry, but you can't come in yet because of your mother's prayers. You must go back and suffer a little longer, and I will come in the fall and heal you. Why didn't He come right then and heal her? I don't know. He's God, and He does it the way He wants to do it, and ain't nothing you can do to change Him. But she continued to worship and praise Him, and 3 months later, Jesus came to Betty's mother and said, Mother, I'm coming next Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. to heal your daughter. And then He tells Betty, I'm coming next Sunday at 3 p.m. to heal you, but you can't tell nobody till I tell you. So she said, in a little while, Mama, I'm awake now, conscious. She's not comatose anymore. She said, Mama comes in and says, Betty, has the Lord told you when He's going to heal you? And she said, Mama, never ask that question. I said, I just kind of looked up and smiled. And she said, next Sunday at 3 p.m. She said, Mama, how did you know that? The same Jesus that told you told me. And of course, Mrs. Baxter goes to church and she tells everybody, man, come to our house this afternoon at 3 p.m. Jesus is coming to our house to heal Betty. Who believed that? Oh, I mean, this crazy, stupid woman. Who does she think she is? She's a woman and who had to touch the hand of God. That's who she was. Anytime you take a man or a woman that learns how to touch the hand of God, the world and even the church thinks you're a lunatic. That's so sad. But she told everybody. She invited the preacher. She invited all of her friends, her neighbors, everybody. But only a few came. Only a few. But at 3 o'clock, she went in and got a little 10-year-old Betty and brought her in and sat her down in a chair with that rags wrapped around her body because you couldn't put clothes on her. Had them big old knots on her body. And then she said, now, Lord, you're not a man that you should lie, but you're God. You made me a promise. You said you'd be here at 3 p.m. today. Lord, it's 3 p.m. We wait in your presence. And all of a sudden, the wind began to blow inside the house. She said, one of my uncles that didn't believe in Jesus was standing over there with his hands on the back of the couch, and they got plumb white. He was... And then she said, this big, beautiful white cloud come and stopped right over there, and out stepped the King of the universe with his gold, and he walked up to her and he said, now Betty, because you have not grumbled and complained about this situation, because you have not grumbled and complained. She'd been sick for 10 years. Has she grumbled and complained? No. She just took it in stride. Because you've remained faithful to me and no grumbling and complaining, I now come to heal you. And she said, he reached his hand out and it went right inside my stomach. I felt him grab my big old enlarged heart and squeeze it down to the right size and then move it over to the right place. Then I felt him move his hands inside me and straighten all of my intestines up, put all the organs in the right place. And then he took his hand out of me. Then he laid his hand on my head and said, his hand touched my head. All them huge knots on my head just disappeared just instantly. He run his hand right down my back. And then she said, all my arms come loose, my legs come loose. And I jumped out of that chair and I'm standing there erect. I'm looking the King of the universe right in the face. And he looks at me right in the eyes. And then he looks down all the way to my toes. And then all the way back up. She said, I guess he was admiring his work. He said, now because you have remained faithful and no grumbling and complaining, I'm going to use you mightily as my daughter. You're going to go into the world out there and you're going to teach this testimony. You're going to tell what I've done for you. And he said, thousands are going to be saved and thousands are going to be healed. And the next time I come for you, I'll come to take you home to heaven with me. Boy, you talk about a testimony. Man, that's a testimony, isn't it? Now, what'll God do for us if we remain faithful and don't grumble and complain? If you remain solid, just like 10 years she suffered, and she refused to give up her fruit, refused to grumble and complain. And her mother continued to pray. You know what we do? We don't get our healing in 30 days or 6 months. We think, it ain't going to happen. Don't ever give up. Betty Baxter's mother didn't give up for 10 years. And it happened. And that beautiful woman today, I don't know how old she is today, but when I saw her several years ago, I mean, she was a beautiful woman preaching the gospel, but she had the love of God in her heart, and her heart was that the church will not serve God. They won't believe. I mean, you could hear the sadness in her heart. But it says here, you'll surely live. It says, but the father will die for the many sins he's committed. Now, who's going to die? The one that sins. Who's going to live? The ones that obey. It's real simple, isn't it? It's a real simple. Then he says, but the father will die for the many sins he committed, for being cruel and robbing close relatives, doing what was clearly wrong among his people. Verse 19 to 20. What? You ask, doesn't the child pay for the parent's sins? Nope, not anymore. For if the child does what is right and keeps my laws, that child will surely live. This is God's new rules. The one who sins is the one who dies. The child will not be punished for the parent's sins. And the parent will not be punished for the child's sins. Righteous people will be rewarded for their own goodness. Ooh, don't you like that? Righteous people will be rewarded. And wicked people will be punished for their own wickedness. Verse 21 and 22. But if wicked people turn away from all their sins and begin to obey my laws and do what is just and right, they will surely live and not die. So what is the answer? Turn away from your wickedness. Even under the law, if you turned away from your wickedness and begin to do what was right, what did God say he would do? He would let you live. All their past sins, how many? All their past sins will be forgotten. And they will live because of the righteous things they have done. So see, you might have been a young little devil. Most people, when they're young, have done lots of bad things. Most of them. And some of them when you get older. But if you're still alive, can you change? Yes, you can. You can change. And if you change and start doing what's right, how many of your sins are going to be forgiven?
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Lord is About to Strike with a Heavy Blow, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.